yes, God.
Yes, ma'am. We are.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen.
I was just glad Darius was here because, honey, I never would have found the house. It was out off of Mount Pleasant Road somewhere.
Brother, when did he pass? When did he pass?
Let me see. I think Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
His son said he took him to the hospital. His blood pressure was up to the sky, and he took him to the hospital, and by the time they got there, I guess he was really gone then, but they worked on him.
Wow.
Sister Brenda Williams, if you would, keep put Pamela Danley on the prayer list, please. That's Erica's, Erica's mother. She actually was in church today and had a stroke, but she's, thank God, only thing that's a challenge right now is her voice.
Okay, and it's Pamela Danley?
Danley, yes, ma'am.
And she's at church today?
Yes, ma'am.
In Macedonia?
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome.
No,
to call.
They go to Unionville. Unionville.
I heard someone ring in. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Good evening, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey. Hello.
How are you? Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening, everyone.
Make a joyful
shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Blessings, blessings.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. It is August 11th, 2024. And we are late getting started at 7:09 p.m. and we are ready to begin our walk in the Word. Welcome to the three P's and the E, praise, prayer, preaching, and equipping the saints in accordance with Matthew 28 through 24. So, on behalf of Gates of Prayer, Enlightenment Ministry, Out of the Box Ministry, supported by Manifold Resource Center, we welcome you to our walk in the Word. We are going to begin our walk tonight with prayer by Deacon Everett Henderson, and then we will have a song followed by the walk in the Word by Apostle Aline Adsai. We are ready.
Spirit of the living God, we come to you this evening, God, to glorify and praise you. God, we look to you because you are our creator. You are our one and only source. And without you, God, we are nothing. God, we need you. So we are simple here because first, God, is your grace and mercy have allowed us to make it to this 7 p.m. hour, and we are grateful, God. God, we are grateful that as we've gone through this day, you have kept us safe. You've kept us in good health. You've kept our minds. And, God, we are so grateful. God, we seek your forgiveness for our sins, Lord, and we ask of you, God, will you please create in us a clean heart, and will you renew in us a right spirit? Father God, as we sit at this table this evening, God, we are seeking you. We're seeking understanding of your word, for your word tells us in all our getting, we are to get understanding. So, Lord, as we sit up under the teaching of the Holy Spirit that is moving in and through our dear sister, Apostle Allie Anside, I'm asking, God, will you remove all hindrances? Will you keep our minds? Will you lead and guide and direct our emotions, Lord? But, Lord, we want to hear from you because, God, we want to be even more equipped to deal with the challenges of this life, Lord. Lord, yeah. You're with us even through whatever we go through. But, Lord, sometimes things get a little bit challenging. But we seek your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in the way of your word so that we will be doers of your word. Father God, we thank you so much for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who died for all of our sins that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly to the full until it overflows. Everything has already been done. It's finished because our Savior, he lived, he died, and he rose above any and everything that we can ever go through. He's risen above sickness and disease because by his stripes, we are healed. He has risen above confusion and discord because by his peace, Father God, he tells us to take his yoke, for his yoke is easy. Lord, so we just come right now seeking you as we go through your word. Lord, I ask your blessings upon Apostle Allie Anside and our family. I ask your blessings upon Dr. Deborah Singleton and our family. I ask your blessings upon all the other ministers and pastors of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will keep watch over them and their families as they go out into the vineyards to teach and preach. I also pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will look upon every other pastor, and not only just them, but everyone that's on this line, God. You, Heavenly Father, are all-knowing. You know what we all stand in need of because you're omniscient. I just pray now that you will meet all our needs according to your glories and riches in Christ Jesus. And I pray, God, that as we disconnect this line this evening, that you be with each of us, our family, as we travel. Lord, as my daughter and her sibling is traveling back to Atlanta, I ask that you keep them safely, Lord. And I thank you for how you brought them here safely, Lord. And I pray that you just continue to allow them to be at peace. Father God, I just ask now the Holy Spirit just move in all our lives, giving us that peace, giving us that wisdom, giving us that direction that we need so that we can live the abundant life that our Savior Jesus died that we may have. And God, we will continue to glorify, praise you because you are sovereign. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is Milton on the line this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 I know the storm is passing over.
Hallelujah.
I don't know, but I've been told streets of heaven are paved with gold.
Sing the song.
I know the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 I know the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Good evening again to each of you that are gathered here today. We thank God for the opportunity again that he has allowed us to meet together one more time. And for that, we're grateful, thanking God for his mercy, his grace that he covers us with each and every day.
Yes.
And to each of you in your rightful place in the Lord. Thank God again for the opportunity to expound upon the word of God. My desire is that I not keep you long tonight, but that I share the thought that God had put in my heart for us today.
Right.
For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Amen. I want to talk to you briefly today a little bit about hydration, spiritual hydration, spiritual hydration.
Under the mighty power of God.
Amen. I want to use just a very short portion of Psalms, the 42nd Psalm. It is said they are not sure exactly who penned it, but more than likely it is King David. And this psalm is telling an account of, if it is written by King David, an account of King David believed to have taken place at the time that his son Absalom raised up against him. We know the things that David has allegedly done or had done. And the Lord told him that because of his sin, he would not, you know, go to an early grave, or it would not happen, you know, to him personally, but the wrath of God would never leave his house. So at this time, at this penning of this songs, it seemed that David is on the run from his son Absalom. Here is the great king, the mighty warrior, the man mm-hmm. that took a sheep out of a lion's mouth, and the man that took a sheep out of the bear's mouth. He find himself on the run. He's in over his head. He's very, very troubled. It is a depressing time. I know all of us have been in some times that it seemed as if the waters was going to overflow us, that they were going to, you know, cover us over, and that we would have to just fight hard to just keep our heads above water. This is one of the times for King David. And in the 42nd Psalm verses, I think I'm going to go 1-7, read that in your hearing, and we'll go from there as the Lord allows us. It says in 42:1, it says, as the hart or as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Glory to God. When shall I come and appear before thee? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? That right there must be an awful thing to be searching, longing for God, and you be like Job that said, oh, if I knew where I could find him, I would take mm-hmm. the wings of the morning and I would go, amen, to him. Verse number 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that I kept holy day. In this verse, David is remembering. He's on the run, and he's depressed, and he's longing for God, to the presence of God, to be in it. And in verse number 4, he's remembering when he was not on the run, when he had the freedom to praise and worship God at the temple with the people that he went in with. Verse number 5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." That's a message for all of us right there. "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his counsel." Just want to see him. Just want to be in his presence. I just wonder if anybody's ever felt that longing for him, whether you're in trouble or not. Just want to be in his presence. You know, they say we don't miss the water until the well run dry. In verse 6, he said, "Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and from the Hermonites, from the hills of Mizar." Number 7, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." Amen. Glory to God. Let's read number 8. "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be within me, will be with me, and my prayers unto God of my life." Amen. A time of depression, a time of longing, even for the things that used to be, remembering. There have been times that I have remembered a certain time. It's etched in my spirit, a time that I spent with God. I can remember one morning, early in the morning, coming outside of my house on the porch very early in the morning, and it was just such a peace and such a quiet. And I began to hear some words as if it came right down out of the sky. And the Lord began, I began to hear some words and the music to it. And I went inside and I just took my arms and wrapped them around myself. And I said, "God, don't ever let me lose this presence I feel right now." And I can kind of imagine that day with such a peace and a serenity. And as I began to hear words of a song just come right out of heaven, it seemed, and wrapping my arms around myself and just enjoying the countenance, the presence, the fellowship with God for that moment. And David, in trouble here, probably felt and remembered the times, reminisced when he had free course to go to the house of the Lord and give God praise and go in together with the multitude and just enjoy fellowship with the people and with God. And now he's remembering and he's desiring and he's wanting and he's hoping for that time again. He's believing that he will get that opportunity again. But David says here in this first verse, "As the hart, as the deer pant for the water brook, for the streams of water, for that life-giving, thirst-quenching water." Sometimes I don't drink the water I should, but there are times when I'm so thirsty that a Coke or a glass of Kool-Aid or lemonade does not do what I need done. The water, the life-giving water. And we do know that Jesus, amen, is that, amen, fountain of living water, that ever-flowing. And as well as we have a thirst for this physical body, when nothing else will do, when nothing else will quench. There have been times I've had the lemonade or I've had the bottle of Coke, but there was still a thirst that had not been quenched. Nothing like a good, cool, refreshing glass of water. And so as the deer pant, as he panteth, he's tired, he's thirsty, he's searching for water. It is said that not only does the deer have that thirst, but when, you know, an animal may be thirsty. You know, we don't pant, but we can get a thirst that nothing else can quench but water. But as for the deer, when they are panting, they are thirsty. They are tired. Can you imagine maybe a deer having ran from a hunter that was hunting it, or another prey, another animal, or lion, or tiger, or whatever is pursuing it, and it outrun it, and now it's thirsty, it's parched, it's dry, it's dehydrated, and he's panting. He's wanting that water ever so bad. He's longing for it. Sometimes like he can just taste it even before he get there. But he knows that this water is going to give him what he's thirsty for. And so he panted, and it let him know that thirst has taken hold and he needs a refreshing. He needs to hydrate himself. And he's ever so searching for this water. And another thing they say about a deer, that not only will a deer search for water when it's thirsty, but it will search for water when it has been wounded. Amen. It's something about water, amen, that'll heal what ails us. We know it is said that we should get a certain amount of water. It used to be 64 ounces, but now they say you have to multiply the water times your weight and this type of things to give your body what it needs. And what it craves is that moisture for the flesh, this clay, glory to God. Even us that have been little children are familiar with the clay that you play with and you make things with and you mold them, yeah, and you shape them.
Yeah.
And it's moist. It can be maneuvered. You can bend it. You can twist it when it's moisturized. But when that clay dry up, amen, glory to God, It will take on the form and it will take on the shape of whatever you made, and it will be preserved because it will dry out. There's no more moisture in it. And that's kind of the way we can look at our bodies. If we don't get that life-giving water, it will certainly affect this entire physical body. So now we can imagine the panting and the longing for water, for life-giving water. And how much more does our soul need that living water in order to live? Amen. Glory to God. And so just like the deer, this scripture is making making reference to how the deer pants, and he's giving us to see how he's long, like the deer that's running as fast as he can to go to that stream, that beautiful stream of water. And the writer said that's how my soul is seeking for God, to give us a contrast, like the deer that runs and goes as fast as he can to that stream for water to quench the thirst. I wonder have any of you, and I'm sure it has happened to you, you've been a child and you've been at school and you've been out to recess and it's hot and you're sweaty, and it's when recess is over, the little kids, as kids will do, they are running and racing back inside of the school building to line up to get some cool water out of the water fountain. They're thirsty and you can hardly wait your turn to get that cool, amen, life-giving, quenching water. Bless the name of the Lord. And when we look at that and see how the soul can thirst for the living water, and this is the situation that David was in. He don't want to, you know, die out here in his trial, in his tribulation, running from his son and die of thirst. And so he began to know who created the water, even the physical water, and the water that will quench his soul. He's thirsting for the living God. He said, my soul thirsts after you. Amen. You know, the scripture reminds us that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness will be satisfied. The deer know if he can just make it to the stream, if he can just make it to the pond, amen, he will not die of thirst. And David, amen, and the people of God, amen, that we read about, and even us physically that are here now in the earth, and when we thirst after God, amen, he said, if we seek him, we will find him. One scripture said, we seek him early. Amen. Don't wait till you die of thirst. Don't wait, amen, till your, amen, tissue is drying up from, amen, having fellowship and relationship with, amen, the God, amen, of the living waters. Amen. My soul thirsteth. Amen. Anytime we see that ETH on a word, it mean continually. It mean it doesn't stop. I wanted it yesterday, but I don't want it anymore. This is continual, amen, desire and hunger and a thirst, amen, for God. Amen, for the living God. Amen. We ain't sitting up some idol and hoping and putting food in front of it and putting fruit in front of it. And if fruit mm-hmm. and the food stay there, amen, to the idol, amen, until you, amen, change it out. But we're talking about the living God, amen, that is able to hear, is able to heal, able to deliver, and able to set us free. He's able to come to our rescue. He's able, amen, fully God and fully able. Thank you, Lord. He said, when shall I appear before you? Amen. Have we ever made an appointment with God? God, when can I come? When can I come before you? I know you got a whole lot of people to attend to, their prayers and their cries, but when can I come? Glory to God.
Right.
And amen, today I would answer that, amen. God has made it so that you and I can come at any time. Amen. He's not an old man that he cannot hear. Amen. His hand haven't got withered that he cannot heal. Amen. Glory to God. His power is not exhaustible, amen, that he cannot work and change our situation. Amen. Have you asked him, when can I come? Can I come, amen, at midnight? Can I come before day in the morning?
All right, now.
God,
when
can I come? I need to fellowship with you. I need to build my relationship. When can I come? Is it okay if I come at any time? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes we've got to make the doctor's appointment. We've got to make appointment with the lawyer. Amen. Glory to God. We got to make an appointment. Amen. Sometime to meet, to have dinner with a friend. And sad to say, amen. Glory to God. There are some people that have pastors, amen, glory to God, and they can't even make an appointment with them. Oh, bless the Lamb of God. Amen, but I thank God for this living God, this true and living God. Amen, we don't need, amen, no Wi-Fi to hook up with, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If we wake up in distress, we can get him on the line. Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. When we can't get nobody else. Amen. When everybody you call, amen, nobody is answering the line. Amen. He is available because he is the true and the living God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going into, amen, verse number 3. Amen. It's talking about depression now. David has made his request known unto the Lord, and he said, I need to get in touch with you. I'm depressed. I'm going through. Look like the waters are going to overflow me. I'm fighting, running hard, sweating. It's hard in this ocean of life to keep my head above water. I don't know if any of you on the line tonight know what depression is. Thank you, Lord. If you don't, I can tell you from experience that you
all
don't
right.
want to go there. Glory to God. Depression will lock you down. Amen. It will make you feel like, glory to God, you have nothing really to live for. Amen. When you're deeply depressed, it seems like all hope is gone. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It take away your desires. You feel like doing nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And David, amen, said here in the scripture, my tears have been my meat. Glory to God, day and night. Amen. Depression will take you where you don't want to go, and it'll
yes.
keep you longer than you want to stay. Hallelujah. Anybody understand what the man of God in the scripture tonight, amen, was facing? Amen. Glory to God. All he could do was reminisce about the good times. The good times seemed so far away and so far behind. Thank you, Lord. You lose interest in things. Even in this time of depression and desperate, amen, situation that he found himself in. Amen. Glory to God. If we can remember, amen, glory to God, the things of God, if we can just but remember how he brought us through. Amen. Glory to God, the last time, if we can think about the past victories and know if God done it back then, he's the same God, and he's able to do it again. I want to encourage anybody that may be on this line tonight that the situations of life is pressing you. Glory to God, you're back against the wall, and you can't seem to muster the energy to get off of the wall. Amen. If you just have a conversation with God. Amen. Somebody penned a song years back and say, just a little talk with Jesus will make things right. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Have you ever wondered like Job did? Oh, if I knew where I could find him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I'm glad the scripture says he be not far from us. Nobody needs to go up and bring him down out of heaven. Nobody needs to go to the depths, amen, of hell and bring him up. The Bible said that he is near us. He is even
yes.
in our mouth. Glory to God. And that means all we got to do is call the name Jesus. Bless the Lord. He said there will come a time that we would call him and he would say, here I am. He's just that close to us, my brothers and my sisters. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. Amen. He's talking about he's heavy with depression. Look like everything is draining out of him. Amen. Glory to God. I bless the name of the Lord. He began to remember when he went to the house of the Lord. When you remember the goodness of God, the good times, the fellowship and the relationship you used to have. Amen. With the Lord, it'll begin to stir something on the inside. It'll begin to stir your faith. It'll begin to encourage you to know that he is the same today as he was yesterday and tomorrow. Amen. He still won't change. It doesn't matter what we go through and what we face. Amen. Our God don't change. He's always good, merciful, kind, loving, faithful. Amen. Ready to aid us. The book of Hebrews said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. If we
yes.
can get our mind above our situation and get it centered on the Lord. He said, him that keep his mind stayed on me, I'll keep him in perfect peace. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight that we serve a God that can hear. And not only can he hear, he can answer. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't it a blessing that he ain't never too busy to hear our faint cry? Amen. Glory to God. He's near to those that are brokenhearted. And amen. Some of them can't lift their head enough to realize that that help is right there where they are. Amen. But the man of God began to remember, amen, glory to his name, that, amen, he, amen, used to meet us in the temple. Amen. But God is not locked down to a building, but he, amen, lives within us, and he's always available. Amen. Glory to God. I believe somehow or another, because of pressing trials and tribulation, the man of God got kind of disconnected from God, because now he's on the run and he's just remembering how it used to be. Amen. Glory to God. We have freedom to read God's word in this country. Amen. Glory to God. But if the devil have his way, there will come a day when they will confiscate your Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to have the word of God written in our hearts. Amen. Glory to God. If you put it in, amen, God will bring it up when it's time. Amen.
Oh,
he's
yes.
always directing our heart and mind to his word. And sometimes we hear a still small voice speaking to us in our situation. Amen. Directing our feet, our footsteps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But if we can get our mind for a moment or two off of what we're going through, amen, get it off the problem and get it on the problem solver. Amen. Depression is not too deep for God. Amen. Even though depression will take you to the depths, amen, God is even deeper. That's why, amen, in verse number 7, amen, glory to God, the scripture said, deep calleth unto deep. When you're deep and depressed, amen, Jesus is deep in power and love. Amen. Glory to God. It don't matter if we reach the depths of depression, of oppression, of sadness and despair. Amen. He's even deeper than that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Amen. Deep, amen, when you're deep in thought, when you're deep in trials, when you're deep in tribulations, when you're deep in disappointments, I want you to know that your God is even deeper than that. Hallelujah. He can pluck the thing up by the root and cause it not to trouble you no more. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I can kind of feel, amen, what David was feeling. It seemed there's no hope and no help for you. Thank you, Lord. But if you can remember when Abraham hoped against hope, when it seemed it was nothing else to hope for, when it seemed it was nothing else to live for, I believe Abraham might have felt that when he lied and said that his wife was his sister. He feared for his life. Glory to God. Amen. If you've ever been down in the valley of depression, amen, you can understand what the man of God was facing. Amen. But if we can follow his example tonight and know that God is, amen, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, amen, it don't matter if trouble is rising on every side. You may be perplexed on every side, but we don't have to give in to despair. Amen. We can trade our problems in for the joy of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And when we remember where he has brought us from, we can rejoice even in the midst of trouble. Amen. But you got to make a change from worrying about it to praying about it, to cry out to God. Amen. The man of God said that my soul, amen, seek and search for the living God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you had a past victory, amen, your faith will begin to rise. And know that if he's done it once, he can do it again. Glory to God. The scripture is so full of the rescue of people by God. Amen. That at the 11th hour. Amen, amen. He was ready, amen, to rescue. He was ready to deliver. But we've got to trust him. 1 Corinthians 3:9 said that we are laborers together with God. Amen, glory to God. Don't rehearse your problem. Hallelujah, but rehearse his goodness. Go to counting how many times he came to your aid, how many times he lifted you above depression, oppression, above despair. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. I bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God for this word to encourage his people in every walk of life. Amen. God has a word on it, and we have to find the word on it. Amen. Go to calling out of the depths of your soul. If you seem like you're covered over by the raging sea, if the waves and the billows of life's water is trying to overcome you, cry up out of the depths. Do like Jonah do when he had been thrown overboard. Amen. And swallowed by the fish. Amen. Hallelujah. He cried out of the depths of the bellies. Amen. Glory God. The belly of the whale. Amen. Glory to God. The fish. Amen. You are not anywhere, my brothers and my sisters, that God can't reach you. Amen. Deep, cry out to deep. When you're deep in trouble, amen, cry out to the one that is deeper than your trouble. Cry out to the one, amen, that is sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for you. Amen. Glory to God. God don't want you to fail. He wants you to be a winner. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. He will pull you up and out of the mire and the clay. Amen. If you feel like you're drowning in this sea of life with troubles and problems, amen, change, amen, your outlook. Amen. Instead of see yourself dying of thirst, realize all this life-giving water is all around you. It's above you. It's under. Hallelujah. It engulfs you. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Amen. That you have a master. You have a creator. Amen. That made the waters. Amen. Ask the children of Israel how, amen, the power of God, amen, took millions of gallons of water and made them stand up in a heap and made a highway through the, amen, waters. Amen. That's why he say when you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you, but it's contingent upon your faith. It's contingent upon God's plan for your life. It's contingent upon, amen, if you can lift your head, amen, above the situation. Amen. Glory to God. And sometime I'm tell you things can happen in life. You don't feel like praying. You don't feel like crying out to God. Amen. But I heard, amen, the Apostle Paul said, amen, sometime he have to buffet his flesh to make it behave. Amen. Buffet mean to hit with hard blows. I don't believe he took a boat or something and hit himself, but he had a talk with himself. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, I believe like I'm searching for God. God is greater than my problem. He's greater than my trial. He's greater than my situation. Amen. I believe if God bring us to it, he can bring us through it. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Don't let the waters cover you without a fight. Fight to get to, amen, the living water. Amen. Do like the deer, run as fast as you can. Amen. Never give up. Glory to God. Amen. They show this, amen, glory to God, crane. Amen. Eating a frog. Amen. And he has a frog in his mouth. Amen. But the frog take his hand that's left out and put around the crane's neck and choke himself. Amen. Choke him, and he's able to free himself. Amen. Amen. God is a crane, a crane of a God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If I can say so, he can hop faster than any frog. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will hop to our situation. Amen. He will be speedily. Sometimes the men and women of God had asked God, God, I need this right now. I need it in a hurry. You have not given a request that God cannot, amen, grant. I bless the Lord today. This was such an encouragement to me as I studied. Amen, this 42nd Psalm. Amen, God, the one that, amen, we call in time, he would answer. God's, amen, answer is not always immediate, amen, but he will come. Sometimes he tests our faith, amen, to see if he don't come in 5 days, will we still hang on? If he didn't come the 10th day, will you still hang on? Amen, glory to God. You got the deep, got to call out to the deep. Amen. You got a God. Amen. Hallelujah. Living God. Amen. Glory to God that is deep than anything we face. Amen. Glory to God. We can get cast down. The writer said, amen, why are you cast down? This when he started remembering the house of God, the great times they had there. Amen. Sometimes we reminisce, and I've even heard, amen, different ones on the line remember the day of salvation and remember the day of healing and remember the day of deliverance, and they remember the day of rescue, and it encouraged your heart. When we hear other, amen, saints and brothers and sisters testify of the goodness of God and how he brought them, and I am so, amen, glory to God, amen, joyful when I hear, amen, people talk about God delivering them off of drugs and off of alcohol, amen, these things, off of cigarettes. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Things that may not send you to hell, but they can help you get there a whole lot quicker. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When we hear the testimonies of the people of God, it's an encouragement. Amen. Because I know if God did it for you, he can do it for me. He may not necessarily do it like he done, but he is able. And when I hear how God has set you free and how God have healed you and how God have took you from poverty, amen, and put you in a palace, glory to God, amen, glory to God. I just believe, amen, if God can give you a Rolls Royce, amen, I'm not saying he will, but he can. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Amen, a cattle on a thousand hill belong to God. Amen, and because he's blessed you, he's not out of blessing. He's still in the blessing business. Amen, saints of God, don't ever give up on God. He won't give up on you. Amen, glory to God. I bless the Lord, amen. Situations and circumstances, amen, may be nipping at your heels, may have you on the run, may have you stressed out, but never give up hope in the living God. Amen. This God that created all things can fix all things. Amen. He is a healer. Amen. He's a savior. He's a deliverer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Abraham realized, amen, if you walk in obedience, amen, God will keep his word. Amen. He'll come to your rescue. Amen. He's that kind of God. And I bless him tonight to know the kind of God that have seen many troubles in this life. Amen. But God, amen, delivered them, amen, out of them all. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's a counselor. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When we, amen, are depressed and not feeling like even moving. Some people just sleep all the time. Amen. I had a niece call me a couple of weeks ago, and she said, Auntie, I made $200,000 a year, but I was not happy. She said, I got to travel with my job, and amen, glory to God. I got to travel all over the world, and I made $200,000 a year. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Sometimes you have, amen, what some people will never have, but things don't necessarily make you happy. Amen. And she said, I need you to pray for me. She said, amen, glory to God. And she said, the profession that I chose, I never liked it. I never wanted it. She said, but I tried to please my dad. My dad wanted me to go that direction. And she said, I'd done it for years, but I found myself not wanting to do anything but sleep all day. And I couldn't get anything done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God that sets us free. thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And she said, I just seem like I can't do it no more. And I decided I'm going to walk away from a $200,000. And I'm going to have to trust God because I'm making the money, but I'm not happy. And look like I'm sinking further in the depths of depression. And something has got to go. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, God, it's good to make a lot of money and have nice things. There's nothing wrong with it unless the things don't have us. But you know, my brothers and my sisters, sometimes, amen, God has a whole different direction as Jonah, amen, that he want us to go. He has a whole different direction that he's sending us. The Bible said it's not in a man to direct his own steps. And sometime we tug a warring against God. Amen. Everybody should know. Amen. Romans 12 talks about, amen, don't be conformed to this world, meaning the world way of doing things, the world way of living, the world way of talking. Don't get in agreement with that. Don't get in alignment with that. But God, as according to Jeremiah 29:11, I know my thoughts. I know my plans for you, said the Lord.
Yes,
they are not for evil, but for good. Amen. To bring us to an expected end. That expected end is the will and the plan of God for us. And there are people, amen, that are very successful in this world, but they are out of the will of God. And that can cause, amen, some depression sometimes. Amen. As I begin to minister the word to my niece, amen, glory to God. Amen. I told her one time that God asked Moses, what's that in your hand? What have you accomplished? What have you got in your hand? You may have grasped it. It may be, amen, paying you well. Amen. You may have the finest of everything, but sometimes we got to let go what's in our hand in order to get the plan of God working in our lives. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We can't look at the Joneses and because they done it, we going to try and do it too. The Joneses, they have a whole different plan, amen, than we have. We may have a whole different plan than what they have. Amen. Glory to God. But don't let anything in this world, because it's temporary. We brought nothing here. We're going to carry nothing away. Amen. Don't wrestle with something that don't make you happy. Amen. That may not be the will of God for you. Amen. Or for me. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. It's not in us to direct our own self. We know what we want, but God know what we need. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. If trouble, if problems, amen, are nipping at your heels, amen, if they're threatening, amen, to take you into the ocean and sink you there in despair, amen, glory to God. Sometimes we lose jobs and, amen, glory to God, we receive alarming health reports and, amen, we lose loved ones. And no matter how hard we kick it and how hard we fight, amen, we can't seem to get to the surface, amen, of this ocean of life, amen, but God, amen, he dug out the depths of the ocean. He's deeper than that. He knows where the bottom is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he's not trying to let us drown in the sea, amen, of despair, but he will lift us out, amen. Be encouraged, my brothers and my sisters, whatever you're facing in this life, amen, let the depth of, amen, desperation that is in your soul, sometimes you're just troubled, amen, from the inside out. Somebody see us smiling sometime, and they say you're always smiling, but they don't know the depth of the inner man and how it can be in despair and disarray and disquieted inside of us. Amen. Glory to God. We have to pour out our soul to God. We have to tell him what we want. We have to tell him how we feel. We got to work with him. We got to share. Yes, he knows, but he wants us to make our requests known unto him. Amen. The place of deep calling to deep It's where problems seem like they won't never go away. Amen. It's when, amen, the day and night, amen, you have no peace within. Amen. When deep call out to deep, it's where, amen, things, amen. Sometimes people tell you just do this and just do that, and this will help you, and you do what they say, but there is no help. That's when deep need to call out to deep. Amen. Glory to God. Many people take their life each year, my brothers and my sister, because they lose all hope. Amen. But never leave your hope in God. Amen. Never, amen, lose your hope. Amen. God is close to those that have a broken heart. Amen. Glory to God. He know what you need. My heart goes out to people. Amen. Glory to God. That have sunken in despair, depression. Amen. Those with mental illnesses, they fight sometimes silently that nobody knows what they're going through. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm telling you today, no matter what waves and billows of affliction go over us at any time, we must humble ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Under his mighty hand. Glory to God. Amen. There is an answer. Amen. Sometimes I hear people say, God made a way out of no way, and I don't happen to agree with that. Amen. You may not have seen the way, but with God, there's always a way. Amen. Glory to God. So he doesn't have to make a way out of nothing. Amen. He can make a way because he is the way. Amen. He's the truth, and he is the life. Amen. And there's nothing too hard for God. Hold on, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. Glory to God. To God's unchanging hand. And we too can have, amen, we have the past victories, but we can have the present and the future victories. Amen. Victories in Jesus, my Savior forever. Amen. He's the living water. Amen. He will keep our souls. He will keep our spirits from drying up and being dehydrated, criking, amen, because they're so dry. Amen. Thirst for the living God. Amen. And see if he won't satisfy, amen, that thirst with living water. Amen. As he told the woman at the well, amen, who was thirsty. And we know that young people use the word thirsty now. Amen. Glory to God. For you're needing something, wanting something. Amen. Hungry for something. Amen. Glory to God. They'll say you're thirsty. But it's a good thing to thirst after the living God. It's a good thing to thirst after the living waters. When you're deep in the situations, when you're deep in the circumstances, cry out to the living God. Amen. Sometimes it seems like we like a ship being tossed by the roaring waves at sea. Amen. And the waves sometimes will blow. Amen. Been on several cruises. Amen. And sometimes that wind and that sea get boisterous and it'll rock the ship. Amen. Sometimes it seems like on life's ocean that the billows and the breakers are dashing against us. Amen. Glory to God. We're surrounded by water, but yet we're thirsty. And we may go on a trip to try to get rid of, amen, some knowing situations. Amen. But we'll find when we come. Amen. Glory to God. Some things that only God can help us with. Amen. And he's fully God and he's fully able. Amen. Glory to God. We are given the description of a man who is suffering unbearable circumstances. Amen. His world have been thrown into intense turmoil. You just don't get the idea of what he was going through when he's panting. Amen. You know people don't pant, but panting, amen, for humans is the longing that is in our soul that, amen. You can get advice sometime from the counselor, but sometime the counselor needs some counseling. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, when the billows are breaking and dashing against us, amen, I want you to know that your situation, your circumstances, your desperation, your depression, your oppression, your longing, amen, they are under God's check. In other words, what I'm saying to you, God is able to check them. He's able to speak to the winds and the waters that blow against you and say, peace be still. And even the winds and the waters must obey. Don't ever forget that, my brothers and my sister. He is in control. Amen. Deep whatever you're deep into, whatever you're facing that is deep, amen, God is deeper. He's deeper still than our circumstances and our situation. Go ahead and let the depths of your situation cry out to the depth of God's mercy, the depths of God's love, the depth of God's mercy, his grace, his compassion, amen, and his desire to help us. Amen. Glory to God. I love you all with the love of God. Amen. My prayer is that, amen, if afflictions, amen, has risen in your life, amen, don't hesitate. Let the depth in you, your soul, amen, that's the depth of the human, is the soul. Let that soul cry out to the living God. Amen. Call him, amen, hallelujah, and he will answer. Amen. Keep that spiritual man hydrated. Amen. Drink of this living water that is able to quench any thirst and cause you not to thirst in that manner ever again. Amen. God is able. He is willing and he is ready. Amen.
Yes.
To hear us from the depth of our cry. Amen. And he's able to answer. He's able to fix it. Amen. Glory to God. Let him fix it for you. Amen. Glory to God. I know he's able. When you heard me earlier talking about, I know what it is, amen, to be depressed, amen, and that's a place I'd never want to go again, amen. Sometimes things seem to press, amen, and I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says if there's any good report, if there's any virtue, amen, think on these things. Get your mind elevated, amen. Begin to change your thoughts. Sometimes you have to literally move your physical body out of a certain place. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't sit there and pine away. Reach out to somebody that can reach out to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I wanted to share this because it ministered to me. Amen. Made me even realize the time when I had two small children. Amen. Get an interest in your life. Find something that, amen, will cause you to want to live. Amen. Glory to God. Those circumstances are nipping at your heels. And I thank God for the two children he gave me in a time when I was so depressed. Amen. Glory to God. I had to live for my children. Amen. I believe if it had not, God had in place what I needed. Amen. Glory to God. If it hadn't been for those two children, amen, I believe I may have been, amen, a breakdown. Amen. But instead of a breakdown, I had to keep going for my two children. Amen. That I was raising alone with no help from their father. Amen. Glory to God. But I thank God today for that experience. But I'm telling you, my sisters and brothers, amen, just like we fight depression us, amen, trouble in our lives, we have to fight depression. Amen. You can't give into it. Amen. Don't let the waters cover you. You have power within you if you have Christ in your life. Amen. I pray that all is well. Amen. That you, amen, will always turn to the word of God. That you will always turn to this life-giving water. Amen. That will cause you to live. Amen. That even your testimonies, the things you go through, will become a blessing to others around you. Amen. When you go to panting and thirsting after Christ, amen. Let within you that deep place that God has reserved for only himself. Amen. Sometimes the troubles and trials and tribulation, depression, oppression, they'll try to live in that place that God put inside every human being that only God can feel. Amen. But God, he's not only is he good and merciful, he know how to evict that trouble. He know how to evict those things out of our lives and make us the vessels that he have created us to be, a vessel that he can fellowship with. Amen. A vessel that will have a relationship with him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Try Jesus.
Yeah, he's
all right. All right. And try Jesus, he's all right.
Thanks,
I done tried him, and he's all right. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen.
What a walk. What a walk. Amen. Amen.
Oh, man, I can go back to David, the shepherd boy, the musician, the player of the harp, and then the king. How did he rise up? Yes, God. Amen. Comments, questions at this time.
Amen, amen.
Amen, saints on the line. That was a powerful word tonight. Apostle Asside, as you took us to that powerful song and encouraged our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might be on the line who might be struggling down in the dumps, in depression,
mm-hmm.
oppression. But we know that our God is able. And to be able to
amen.
Have a desire for him,
yes.
to have a desire for you. I laid back and absorbed this word into my spirit, you know, knowing that we want
mm-hmm.
to desire him that much, to pant after
mm-hmm.
him, to long
yes.
for him, to cry out to him in the depths of our pain, our sorrow, our grief, wherever we might be down. So it's an encouragement to me, Apostle, to know that I can be lifted up. Deacon Connor to be lifted up by the monkey miry clay of
yes.
his past. You know, and know that he can take us and put our feet on that solid ground. And we just know that hydration, and I thought about the deer panting after this and how we pant when we thirsty. And if we really thirsty, when we start drinking, we drink so fast. We want to drink it in because we want our bodies to be hydrated. As you
yes,
started
sir.
Off
mm-hmm.
talking about that spiritual hydration, I want to be hydrated with the Spirit of God in
yes.
my being, my soul. And so I'm just
mm-hmm.
so moved by this word tonight, Apostle, and all
amen.
The saints on the line tonight just know that they absorb this into their hearts, their minds, their soul, and encourage our heart as you minister and preach the word to us tonight. So I thank God for you. God bless you. And we pray that you continue along the way as you preach to us and encourage our hearts. So we thank you so much tonight, Apostle. God bless you. And to God be the glory. Amen.
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 Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Kuiper. Thank you. Amen. You want to add any comments or questions? What a wonderful walk in the Word. Amen. 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 Anyone else?
Good evening, everybody.
Good
evening.
Evening. Oh, I guess you must have hit the wrong button there.
Amen.
I hit the wrong button.
Minister Oliver. Amen.
I thought that was
tonight.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Anyone else? There's no one else this evening. We'll move on to the prayer list. Not the prayer list, but praise reports. I'm sure we have something to be thankful for since we last heard each other last Tuesday. Anything? Have we gotten better? How has the Lord blessed us?
Amen. Amen.
Life, health, and strength.
Yes, sir.
And another painless day.
Amen, amen. What a blessing.
Amen. And some lamb
amen.
Chops and some cream corn and some
all
string
right,
beans.
Oh,
you
better make me hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Food and raiment. Amen. Shelter.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Transportation. Amen.
Yeah.
Clothing in our right mind.
Amen. I'm thankful today. I know that people are, you know, starting, like we talked a couple of weeks ago, people started back to school in the local counties here in Georgia. Those some other places that may be a bit later, and maybe they're just getting started. So just those kids getting off to riding in the morning. Now you see the kids on their way off to school, and my grandkids on their way to school. And so we're just so thankful. I'm sure that they're getting off to a good start this school year, and that God is watching over them, and we're just praying for so many great things. So I'm just thankful that my grandkids off on that start this year, and we know that Dr. Singleton is in at a college where kids are starting off and they're getting going in their college endeavors. So we just thank God for those that are getting off to a good start this school year. For us, we're coming into that season. I'm just so excited. See, some people have who they, you know, everybody, you know, we get a chance to participate in the activities of the world, whatever goes on in our communities, whatever goes on in our nation. Mm-hmm. We're entering into an election year, and things are going, and it's going to be a journey.
Yes.
I'm just excited for the journey. Excited to see how that's going to work out, whatever God has in store for us as a nation. And we, as people of God, we put our faith in God. But we sure know that we sometimes have interest in what goes on in the political circle. So we pray for our country, our nation, our leaders, and whatever they're trying to get to. But if they knew that God, Jesus was the answer, maybe they'd be talking more about Jesus than some of the other stuff they'd be talking about.
Amen.
I'm going to leave him alone. I'm leaving him alone, Deacon.
All right. All right.
But keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. We'll deal with the dealings of the political things that we should do based out of the sense that God has given us and the direction that God has given us. So no matter what the world is doing, let us be the people of God, and let's continue to grow in the grace of God. And so I'm just thankful for that. I'm just thankful for every day. Every day is a good day.
Some days might be
better than others, but if you up here talking to me and I'm talking to you, this is a good day.
Somebody say, man,
I know brothers and sisters are going to different things. I got a friend that has had two hip replacements, shoulder replacement, knee replacement. He's been in the military. Then he run into a brother with a double amputee, and we up here complaining about it. He said sometimes when he think he dying, he run to somebody else. He's Lord. But he's thankful.
Life.
He said, I'm thankful.
His
I'm life. Thankful to be here, to be alive and moving and shaking. So let's be thankful. I'm just thankful.
Amen.
I'm just thankful tonight, brother. Amen. That's all I got to say. I'm thankful.
Amen.
All right. All right, Pastor Piper. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for those words. Amen. Anyone else? Okay, we move on to the prayer list. I heard Brother Deacon Percolator Edward Henderson mention someone to be added to the prayer list this evening. Are you still on?
Amen.
He mentioned Pamela Danley had a stroke today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'd like to put the Robert Thomas family on the prayer list, as well as Myrtle Habersham's family. Her father passed today. He was 99 years old. And I would like to put Dave Scott. He's in the hospital again.
Okay.
So, like you said, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
So we count our many blessings. Count them one by one. And not to be comparing to other people, but sometimes you do run into other people that say, I got this hurt and I got that hurt and I got this hurt and I got that hurt. And it wouldn't be so bad if this hurt and that hurt just one day a month or one day a year. Sometimes this hurt and that hurt every day. So when you can praise, when you can get up and nothing hurts and give God praise, we just need to do it.
Amen.
thankful. And then it's a blessing to have a decent personality. Not that all, you know, sometimes you run into people that everybody's sour and nobody got nothing good to ever say or not smile or run about or, you know. So when you run into people with a decent personality that just want to laugh and talk and praise God, you just really almost just shouting news.
So right about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'd like to add my granddaughter.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to add my granddaughter Jayla Samples to the prayer list. She's going off to school.
Right.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. That sounds like Sister Susie.
Sister Susie. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank God for right now. Now, I don't know what the next minute going to hold, but I know what's going on right now. And I just
Amen.
Thank God for right now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right now, God. Yeah.
Yes. I would like to add Takesha Milton to the prayer list. She got to go and have an MRI done in the morning. And I would just like, you know, to add her to the prayer list.
Yeah, praise God.
Actually, she's supposed to have been in Florida this week with the injured black engineer. But she got sick last week. She wasn't able to make this trip. But I would just like to add her to the prayer list.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. Amen. Amen. Anyone else to be
added?
Since
we're doing the granddaughters, I'd like to. My granddaughter has one more semester from getting her doctorate. She's already, you know, I think it's.
Wow.
So she's at the point of defending her doctorate.
Oh,
so
boy,
praise God. And,
Amen.
My.
100 years, I think she's been in school from birth, but praise God, praise God.
Hey.
Just praise God that as well as it is, and she's on her way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Her goal of getting her
doctorate.
Amen.
I'll tell you something when our grandchildren get doctors. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They come from good stock.
To continue, you know.
Amen. I wonder where they get that from.
I don't know. I know they didn't get from grandma because I'm not from this. I get wore out and tired and quit sometimes. But
it's
the Lord
somewhere.
Doing. The Lord's
Amen.
Doing.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, yes.
Marvelous in our eyes.
She's a Kiera too, mother. She's a Kiera too. Her name's Kiera.
Thank God for Kieras.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah. I'd like to add Anthony
else?
Parker.
Anthony
Parker.
Parker.
Anthony Parker.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, he's recovering from knee surgery. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Anyone else? If there's no one else, before we move into the scripture this evening is going to be taken from Matthew 28, starting at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away unto Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always.
Yes.
until the end of the world. Amen. Just friends.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father, our Holy Father, first of all, I ask your forgiveness for my many sins, because it is true, sometimes we do complain a little too much. So Lord, forgive me. I come today,
yes,
Lord, thanking you for this, your day.
Yes.
This, your message. That we should be thirstier for you, that your word should be in our life, in our mind, in our hearts, and in our mouth. Always.
Yes.
We come today lifting up this, your speaker, Apostle Edside. We lift her up right now, Lord, whatever it is. She's going through any ailments or anything that's today, we ask you to meet the needs right now.
Yes, do it, Lord.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
And so, Lord, we come lifting up Pamela Danley.
Yes, in the name.
Understand that she's had a stroke.
Yes.
Who better to heal a stroke than you, Lord?
Yes, have mercy, God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we lift up Pamela. We lift up healing for her right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we lift up Dave Scott. I understand he's
the glory to God.
And we lift him up as well, Lord, for healing. And then, Lord, we lift up the Robert Thomas family.
Yes.
Lord, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are children, so you know where there's more than one.
Yes.
There's a peace in that family right now. Everything is beautiful.
Do it, Lord.
But we lift them up right now that they will stay beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we lift them up in Jesus' name. We lift up Myrtle Habersham's family.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Lift them up, Lord. Oh, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to heal the loneliness. Even though they've had it for 99 years, that sometimes makes it more lonely because you get used to having them so long.
Yes.
So we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Jayla Samples as she goes off to college.
Yes.
Make sure that as she acts at home, she acts away.
Yes.
The nice young lady that her parents are sending her off to be. So, Lord, we lift up right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we lift up Takesha Milton.
Yeah.
Lift up right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up that MRI. We lift up healing for right now. We ask that you would touch anything on our body that's not in order.
Glory
that it will be. And it will be healed. We're going to go ahead and claim the healing right now and thank you for the victory in
the
body right now. Give our mother peace right now.
Yes, do it, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then we lift up Kiara Peak. We lift up Kiara, Lord. You know, Kiara's been studying in school all of her total life.
My Lord.
And taking a break. She just been going from one degree to another.
Okay.
Lord, here comes the goal that she set to get her doctorate.
Yes.
And we lift her up right now, if it be your will, for her to do so.
Glory to God.
Oh, well, hallelujah, Jesus. And then we lift up Anthony Parker. We lift up his ministry. We lift up his body. We know, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know these old bones don't last always, but we know you're able to mend them back together.
Yes, fully able.
So, Lord, we thank you that we do have doctors, but most of all, we thank you for Dr. Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come right now saying thank you for things as well as they are.
We thank you, Lord, that these old bones can be mended. That we can get around and walk and give you praise. That we can wave our hand and give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
That we can take our mouth and give you praise.
Glory to
that
God.
That we can take his ears and make it listening ears and give you praise. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you for this opportunity to praise you while we got a chance. Because the last time I checked, when we get to the graveyard, it's a little too late to give you the praise. So we want to give it to you now. Oh, the blood is running warm
and
in our veins. I want to tell you right now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have to wait for the funeral home to pick me up. I want to tell you right now how much I love you, how much I thank
you, Lord,
that you've been to me. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to thank for all that. Thank you. Thanks to all the participants of this evening, beginning with our opening prayer, the song, and especially our walk in the Word with Apostle Arlene Anside. Wonderful walk, wonderful walk. We thank you all for being on the line this evening, and we look forward to hearing from you again in a couple of days on Tuesday. Be on the lookout. Thank you. Good night. Love y'all.
Good night to all.
Good night to all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye, Jesus.
Good night, Ruby.
Good night, Sir Gray.
Good night, Miss Maddie. I guess Ruby Dina hung up.
I guess so.
All right. Was Mr. Ree on tonight? I was late coming on.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, then. We'll talk later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.